To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote, WYPR is broadcasting this series, Beyond the Ballot, featuring Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. I'm Sherry Parks. Today, we focus on Black women's historian and civil rights activist, Dr. Rosalind Terborg Penn of Morgan State University. The early activism of African-American women had been largely deleted from the official versions of both Black history and women's history. Terborg Penn bucked the official canon to excavate the hidden stories, rescuing the heroic women from obscurity. She began her 40-year career in 1969 in the history department of what was then Morgan State College, under the eminent Dr. Benjamin Quarles. Upon Quarles' death in 1996, Terborg Penn would tell the Baltimore Sun that he had been one of the first historians to include women in their writings of history. Terborg Penn went on to obtain her PhD from Howard University in the 1970s while teaching at Morgan and sometimes also at UMBC and Howard Community College. Fellow Howard University graduate student Sharon Harley, who would go on to be a chair and professor of Black women's history at the University of Maryland, recalled Terborg Penn's determination to correct the record left by white women's suffrage historians, who failed to give more than a passing reference, if any, to the Black women. Dr. Harley wrote in a tribute to Terborg Penn, "In keeping with the spirit of these Black women and male suffragists, rather than being angry about the situation, we took action." The two collaborated on the book, The Afro-American Woman, Struggles and Images, published in 1978. Terborg Penn would write six more books, including in 1998, African-American Women in the Struggle for the Vote. The New York Times called it a counterweight to History of Women's Suffrage, the six-volume book set edited by Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Matilda Jocelyn Gage, which had largely erased the suffragists who were not white. Struggle for the Vote profiled 120 African-American leaders, women who had organized suffrage groups, marched in parades, and spoke at rallies. Women like Mary Ann Shade Carey, a newspaper publisher and attorney who attempted to vote in 1871, a year before Susan B. Anthony's arrest for the same thing, and Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, the Baltimore-born poet and novelist, who said in a powerful speech in 1866 that the fates of Black and white suffragists were all bound up together. Perhaps one of the most influential names of the book was on its cover, Dr. Rosalind Terborg Penn, the woman who corrected history, pulling African-American suffragists from the silence. She died in December of 2018.